In the annals of the Broadway musical, there are some shows that wind up as overlooked little gems, because they contained no songs that resonated in the zeitgeist, because the runs weren't long, and because no film was made. Rarely do regional theaters present these shows. They do show up on Broadway in revivals from time to time, but usually in short, limited runs for discerning audiences. And that's the case with She Loves Me, a musical from 1963 that can be seen at San Francisco Playhouse through January 14, 2017. Bill English, scenic designer for this production and artistic director of SF Playhouse.
Oh, it's about a couple of young people that work in a perfume store. They hate each other. They both join a Lonely Hearts Club and are corresponding with a mystery person who they've become attracted to through writing letters.
If the story sounds familiar, that's because it's popped up several times. Originally a Hungarian play titled Perfumery, it became a classic Hollywood film, The Shop Around the Corner, in 1940 with James Stewart, then transposed to a music store in The Good Old Summertime with Judy Garland, and more recently in Nora Ephron's film You've Got Mail. With that kind of success, you'd wonder why the show didn't last on Broadway. Barbara Cook, one of the stars of the original production.
That is like a little string quartet. And here we had Hello, Dolly! At the same time. It's like 15 symphony orchestras. We were this little, perfect little show. It's perfect.
Also, unlike Hello, Dolly! Or the big hits of the next season, Funny Girl with Barbara Streisand or Fiddler on the Roof with Zero Mostel, She Loves Me is an ensemble piece. That love story is surrounded by the tales and lives of the other five people working in the store. It's an endearing show, and clever and tender, and often very funny, but it's not a big show. The fun is subsumed to the story, and even the humorous centerpiece in the second act, Ice Cream, has to be played straight.
Well, it happens to be a humorous idea, but I don't think she sees it as humorous. I don't even think of Ice Cream as a particularly funny song. She's talking about life-changing stuff, you know? So I do it earnestly.
The cast of this production, led by Jeffrey Bryan Adams and Monique Haffen in the leads, and Nicholas J. Garland, Nancy Zoppi, and Rodney Earl Jackson Jr. in standout supporting roles, all hold their own with material that could veer either toward slapstick or sentimentality. They are assisted by Bill English's beautiful, revolving set design. If She Loves Me sounds a bit too fragile for these troubled times, Bill English explains in the playbill that it's set in 1937 in Hungary, a country beset by angry partisanship, and the tale of two people who both hate and love each other at the same time could represent that country and its problems, and of course resonates with the United States today. Under the surface, it isn't quite all sweetness and light, but that surface is, in this production, and in the show in general, certainly very tasty. She Loves Me, with music and lyrics by Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick, directed by Susie Damolano, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through January 14, 2017. For more details, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.